Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, congratulations out there to whoever it was that just signed up for our Gwen and Chris YouTube webpage. Right?
Yeah.
500. We got to a 500. We hit a milestone thanks to that latest sign up. If you'd like to, it's free.
Yes,
so you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and or our YouTube stuff, and you'll get our overtime segments. We did another one today where, you know, it's funny because a lot of times Scraby will send something out on our text in the morning, and what do we want to talk about on the overtime? And Tony and I, most of the time, get back to him with, I don't know.
Tony needs to, like, stub his toe or something so he can bring us a story.
He doesn't have to do that because...
I'm boring.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do that because you are just a plethora of funny, stuff over
you
there.
You get yourself in some situations as well.
I do, but you're the guy that we can really count on when the going gets tough. So if you want to hear us make fun of Scraby... As usual.
Well, this one was different because you guys just started going in on me because I'm not in a text group chat that the Fantasy Football League is in. And I guess the Fantasy Football League has been trashing me all day.
Yeah,
because
you're delinquent.
Okay, that's fine. I'm fine with you trashing me for that. But then it turned into a trashing of that I have an Android.
I mean, that's part of the reason why you were delinquent.
An accusation that I still use a Motorola Razor. That is ridiculous.
That's a classic line.
You know what? I'm going to text that guy right now.
What do you say, T7 texting or something?
T9.
Like T9
texting. I hate the iPhone people.
The best part, and I think this is what I miss about...
He gave up a potential wedding because he has this terrible phone equipment.
No. She made the choice to go the other way.
But you wouldn't switch.
This is the part that
No, I'm not going to switch my phone because a girl doesn't like it.
You're not?
No.
I think this is the part I miss about being in a clubhouse. And this is why I enjoy being in a fantasy league with you guys, is that good banter. I laugh looking at texts in this particular chat group all the time. We don't chat. And our chat group is hot.
It's few and far between.
I'm about to say it's hot early. Like as we're preparing for the draft, maybe the first couple of weeks, and then it goes dormant. And then when it's time to, you know.
Well, it would also be nice
when it's time for those tortilla chips.
Those chips to come in, everybody starts talking again.
I don't know if I can guarantee it, but I'd like to be somebody next year to make somebody the guy to make a trade. Like we didn't have a trade this year, did we? Fantasy football's hard to make a trade.
We talked about this. Nobody likes to trade. Everybody wants to win the trade or feels like they're being jobbed.
So yeah, something that
I ain't getting fleeced.
Right.
Well, you would, so it's probably smart that
you are the mark.
I don't think I've ever made a trade in that league.
That's what I mean. Nobody. We don't make trades in our league. We also just pick up everybody on the waiver wire. Right?
You guys make me sick.
How about another?
I am consistently the fewest lowest waiver wire guy.
I'm thinking of a potential rule for next year. Throw it out there. Limit of 5. I think even that's a lot.
Oh my!
3.
Do you know how
three
much?
Or five? No. Over the season, you can only have 3 different defenses.
Oh, yeah. No,
because in our league, everybody looks at the matchups, drops their defense, and picks up another one.
I did that
every week.
Yeah, I do that too.
I know. But what about...
He's saying we should put a stop to it.
What about whoever you draft on defense? You can make a couple of changes and that's it.
No.
I think unless...
You think they have a different defense every week? I don't care for that.
Unless you're drafting...
It's a matchup-based thing.
Yeah, I mean...
I understand that, Scraby. I know what it is, but...
Why does it make you so angry?
You're not able to change every other player every week.
So you pick the Ravens... And you're like, oh, this defense is going to be great. And then they stink.
You can make some changes. I said you could have a maximum of a 3. You can make changes. You don't have to be stuck with them all year.
If we're talking about rules.
I'm trying to keep teams from having a different defense every week of the year. You don't mind.
No, I don't mind because okay. I do the strategy.
I don't mind either because I do the strategy.
Well,
I think
12,
if, I think
but
if
that's
we,
my point. All 12 of us do it, so nobody's going to have an advantage.
I even
look
2 weeks ahead for defenses.
Yeah, I don't go that far. That's a.
But I want to make a. I want to make a league rule proposal change.
What's
Can
that?
We get rid of the stupid divisions?
You want to just have all
just
one
through
division?
12.
How you feeling about that, Chris?
Based on record, because
now that I know how to change the schedule every year, I don't really have a problem with the league.
It's not a bad idea. Our divisions are kind of haphazard. I know what he means this year is he was 10-4. I think a couple of other teams were 10-4, but they didn't. I ended up winning the other division at 8-6.
Well, listen.
So that's his point.
I hear your
point. It was
point.
Unfair.
But you see, who's going to play the Panthers this week?
That's right.
The Rams.
See, that happens.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah,
we're not
happens.
In real football.
Well, we are playing
because we
fantasy
play,
football.
Guess what? We
Based
play home and road games in fantasy football,
okay,
too.
You can move the home and road. That I don't control that. That's how they set it up.
Yeah,
I don't care about
that's
that.
That's not on Tony.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had an 11-4 season. And
are you being a dictator and saying that you're not even going to bring this to the group?
I will bring it to the group. Okay. I bring everything to the group.
You're being a dictator. He's a very accommodating commissioner, I say.
Well, you
I mean, look, he accommodated,
crazy things.
He accommodated you waiting till the season was over to pay your fee. Yeah. I'd say that makes him pretty accommodating.
And I used to be, when we first started, I was a stickler for making sure everybody got, I'd put you on blast. I'd do everything possible. He was like, you know what, I need to
chill. You'd be a great team owner in the NFL. I'd like to see Brock Purdy come to get his paycheck. And you go, well, when the season's over, I'll write
one for you.
I'll hook
you up when the season's done.
I'll hook you up.
All right, let's get to some dating.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We'll go over some of the bets from last night real quick, and then we'll get into some of the bets Chris has for us. But Knicks -4.5 against the Clippers. You guys went Clips. I went Knicks. Knicks win by 12, 123-111. OKC -18.5 against the Jazz. Chris went Utah. Tony and I went OKC. OKC won by 4 in overtime, 129-125. So Chris wins the bet.
They continue to be
the championship,
hard to understand.
The championship kind of fog has started to settle in.
Maybe
finally.
You know, that could just be
because usually why you come out of a world out of a championship, you have a slow start.
They got
off to a blazing start.
They got off to such a good start, but I think you might be right. They don't need to play right
now.
Nah,
they don't.
They're just going to cruise.
And maybe
that's a good point.
We see teams that make deep runs all the time make this decision that, you know, we're going to try to save something for the end of the run.
Because they shouldn't be going to overtime against Utah.
I don't see how.
Yeah.
Agree. Lakers, Spurs, total score over, under 234.5 points. You guys went under, I went over. This was well under, 198. This bet is null because LeBron James did not play. But Wemby had 16, 14, and 2. Who had more points? Jalen Brunson -2 or Kawhi Leonard? Chris and I went Brunson. Tony went Kawhi.
No, I went Kawhi.
Oh, I didn't know
I did. Yeah, I'm going to take a win there.
I like how...
I went Kawhi, too, didn't I?
I wrote it down.
That's
here.
Why I said Kawhi.
Yeah. I wrote it here.
I put Chris's Brunson.
It really doesn't matter. We're not...
Well, know. Kawhi wins. That's why it matters. And he wins by 1 point because Brunson had 26 minus that 2, 24. Kawhi had 25, so he wins. Mm-hmm. Iowa State -4.5 at Baylor. Chris and Tony went Baylor. I went Iowa State. Iowa State wins by 10, 70-60.
They stay undefeated.
Yeah.
Iowa State does. Brock Purdy's basketball team.
Yes. Vanderbilt -3.5. Against Alabama, you guys went Bama. I went Vandy. Vandy won the game by 6, 96-90.
Vandy also stays undefeated.
UConn women against St. John's.
This had to be annoying if you really bet on this.
46.5 points. UConn, all of us chose. Tony and Chris, it was 88-43, so 45 points.
They missed it by 1 point.
Get it together, girls.
That is so typical of the spread that
make
they
make some free throws or something.
Right.
And then finally, the Kings -1.5 against the Sharks. You guys went Kings. I went Sharks. Sharks win 4-3.
Yeah, and Tony continues to never be able to pick the Kings.
I don't know why. I told Chris, moving forward, we're going, what's the initials for it?
No wager.
NW.
Yeah, no NW wager. For moving forward with all Kings games.
Not wagering on Kings games anymore. Yeah, because you were on the wrong side of pretty much every one of those. We got the football game coming up. Miami, Florida, and Ole Miss. Kickoff is a couple of hours away. That will be one of our games that we take a look at here. We only have a minute before the break, so we'll have to stretch this segment, Scraby, if you don't mind.
You mean to the next segment?
Well, I'm not going to be able to get all the picks
minute. No, that's good.
So
Let's do it.
I'm kind of doing that. You know who? I was looking him up today. We're going to get him in the betting today. How about Norman Powell, the kid from Lincoln High School, who has become really
he's a dude.
Just an absolute outstanding NBA player, and now leading the Heat 24 points a game. Like he was at UCLA, he was almost an afterthought there, but somebody thought he's got NBA ability. He was picked in the second round, 46th pick. Normally that means you don't even make the NBA, let alone become a borderline all-star. And he's turned himself into one of the really good players in the league, and that's just, you know, that's great. I love to see stuff like that. And who, to me, that had to be a lot of work, Tony, because he wasn't gifted any of this stuff, right? No. As a high pick where they said, well, here, we'll give you some time.
He wasn't gifted, but clearly he's always had the athleticism, ability. And if I remember correctly, he really had to defend before he became even having a chance to. And
that's
then
how you make it. You better be able to guard somebody.
And then he moved into the role where he was kind of like the flamethrower off the bench.
Yeah.
And now he's getting with being basically the main guy there scoring outside of Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
He's getting a chance to blossom. I'll tell you another kid from San Diego, Kobe Sanders, plays for the Clippers. He was actually down here in the G League here in San Diego last year. He's having a nice little coming out party as well. He played well against the Lakers a couple weeks back.
Good to hear. By the way,
another San Diego guy.
By the way, Kawhi Leonard is 10th in the league in scoring.
Yeah, you know,
while we bury his career,
I was just about to say
28 a game.
We do that all the time when he's hurt, and then he comes back. He's playing. I think he's played like 9 straight.
Yeah,
and goes right back to being
one
of the best players.
He's only played 2 fewer games than Steph Curry has this year. So,
can we go to break? I mean, we stopped the Daily Gambit to go to break, and then you kept talking.
Well, check some traffic. Put it on.
Jeez.
Play it.
Five Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury. Here's Kelly Danick.
Just one accident to mention, eastbound 52 before Genesee, this collision.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You should turn it up so he has to talk over it.
There we go. This is where Chris needs it.
Yeah, I hear it now. All right, very good.
Didn't hear Tony's voice change when.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that, you know, someone mentioned something to me. It's like, remember that, was this dress blue or gold or whatever it was?
Yes, yes.
Chris is the only one who sees gold with your voice.
Do you remember that dress?
I do.
Okay.
He's angry right now.
No, he's not. I readily admit, and my wife will back it up, I don't hear well. I don't really care, though, that much. It's okay. My wife constantly talks to me as she's walking the other direction.
Hey, listen. You are...
And blames me for not hearing
that. That's
this happens
not the same
all day
thing.
Long, every
that's
day.
My wife does the same thing. Walking up the stairs talking to me. And I'm like, huh? Huh? Yeah. What?
Every time. All right. Miami Hurricanes, the U, 3-point favorite over Ole Miss. Ooh. I will say that this was 3.5 all week, but as of today, it went to 3. If anybody wants to read into that. Kickoff is a little after 5
Are you
5
reading
o'clock.
Into it?
No, I was...
Tells me everything.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't tell me much. No, I was picking Ole Miss all week. I like Ole Miss in this game, but I will say that it wouldn't shock me if Miami just overpowered them with those two rush ends. Those two guys are incredible.
Wait, so who did you choose?
I took Ole Miss, okay. Plus the 3. I must say I'm outwardly rooting for them at this point.
I am too.
Keep the Lane Kiffin thing, you know, going. So,
you outwardly rooting for who?
For Ole Miss.
You do realize every time they
he gets more money, but
gets,
you know,
a little cha-ching.
It's a necessary
evil. He's got
evil.
So much money. Yeah, right. I have to fill
his pockets if it's a necessary evil.
But just to hear his guys after the game tonight trash him again.
Yeah.
If they
you
win.
Think they're going to go there again?
They did last game. I don't see why they wouldn't. So.
Keep doing it. It's working for you.
Listen to you guys.
Ole Miss is going to win a national championship before Lane Kiffin does.
I don't know about that.
They got a chance.
They're 2 games away.
This is pretty close.
All right. Anyway, I'm taking Ole Miss.
Right now, they got a picture of Saban's coaching tree. All 4 of these guys are in the postseason.
They're saying the greatest coach of all time because of his coaching tree.
We'll see if those guys can continue.
And one of the most honorable men of all time.
Let's keep going. Are you Miami or Ole Miss?
Ole Miss or the U? Are you going with Jesse? Jesse's got to be
going
on.
With the U.
You're going with the U. Have you talked to Jesse at all?
Not
preparation
today.
For this game?
But I will be texting during the game as we did the last one.
All right. Scrape, who do you like in the big semifinal tonight?
I've always wanted to do that too, by the way.
Yeah, you do well.
Ole Miss running back, was it Kyron Lacy?
Yes.
Yeah. He is really good.
And he just got paid to come back.
Yes. And
what world are we living in where they bring a story, Ole Miss running back signs to come back?
That's the world we live in now.
I know.
You know what's funny?
Senior running back.
Yeah, signs a new deal to remain with Ole Miss.
Signs extension.
My goodness.
It's wild. It is wild. It's definitely wild.
All right.
How about... Here's another just
I'm going on
idea.
This for the
Why don't you go ahead and push these NIL signings until after the season as well?
All of this. The NCAA. And whatever. Scrape.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, he says. Okay. Over, under.
Although Carson Beck does have big game experience.
We showed last game.
Yep.
Staying with Ole Miss?
Yes.
All right. On to the next one. The over, under points, 52.5. 28-24 would be 52. What do you think, Tony? Over, under points.
Over.
Over. Scrabby.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
52.5, Scrabe.
I'm going to go under, but it's probably just slightly under.
I think this is an easy bet, and that's why it won't be. But over. To me, 28-24... seems like a high-scoring game for these two teams, and that would still be under, so I'll take under. Ole Miss quarterback Trenton Chambliss, minus 30 yards against Carson Beck.
Trinidad
Chambliss, thank you.
Wait, he was minus what?
30 in passing yards against Carson Beck.
Ah.
Scrabe.
I'm going to go with Beck. 30 yards is a lot.
I'm going to take Beck plus the 30. I'm going to take the Ole Miss guy, because if they win, he's going to have to hit a few. It's great. Tony?
Give it to me again.
Ole Miss quarterback minus 30 yards passing. Miami quarterback. He gets plus 30. Beck gets 30.
Give me Beck.
Beck, he says. All right, on to college basketball tonight. A couple of local teams in action, including... a team that has now have some of their games on our air.
Yes.
I don't believe tonight's game is one of those.
No.
But UC San Diego, 12-3, having another good year after everybody left. So good on them. 13.5-point favorite over last place Cal State Fullerton. It is here tonight, so I'll take, if you want to see some college basketball, head on out there. Lion Tree Arena, I believe. UCSD is my pick, minus 13.5. Tony.
Give me the Tritons.
the Tritons. I thought you almost said the Titans, which is Cal State Fullerton.
Or Poway.
Tritons and Titans. That's, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty close. About it. Yeah. Scraby? Tritons or Titans?
Tritons.
Tritons. We're all going with the home standing guys. USD is also home tonight, so you have your choice of two basketball games in town. Jenny Craig, our Braden Suprenant, will be on the call as the Toreros are -4.5 over Pepperdine. If you're wondering why the Toreros at 6-10 would be favored over anybody, it's because Pepperdine is 0-4, last place in the conference.
There's your answer.
There's your answer. Tony, who do you like?
Give Toreros? No, I'm joking. Give me USD.
You sure?
What's the spread?
Yeah.
No. 4.5. Scrape?
Oh, I will go with...
Scrape?
Scrape, babe.
I'll go with USD.
USD. All right. I'm going to go with Pepperdine.
I've always liked that name.
USD had a great showing against Gonzaga, but the rest of their showings haven't been that good. All right. We got a minute here. San Francisco's in action tonight, Scrape. Your guys, the Dons.
Yes.
11-6.
Yeah, they're not.
That's pretty good.
Great
3-1
year.
In the conference. They're at Loyola Marymount, so you used to have time after the show. You could hop on up and catch the game.
Go to the Lions versus the Dons.
It's probably an hour and a half drive with no traffic.
Yeah.
After the show, it'd take you 6 hours. Loyola's favored by 1.5 at home. Scraby, you got to take your Dons.
I'm going to take my Dons.
I'm going to take your Dons on the road. Although, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Loyola.
Give me Yolo.
That's a tough joke.
Yolo.
Loyola.
Yoloa.
Donovan Mitchell -1 point against the Ant-Man tonight. Teams play each other in Minnesota. Mitchell's averaging 29.8, Ant-Man 29.3. I go Mitchell. He just seems like the guy that has the big monster games. Tony? Ant-Man gets 1 point in this matchup.
Yeah, give me Ant-Man.
Ant? And Scraby?
Yeah, I'll go with Kermit.
Kermit. I don't know who that
is. His character from the movie.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I do love the Ant-Man, but I don't like the Ant-Man's antics sometimes. I guess we have to live with that.
What was his antics that bothered you?
It was a Denver game a couple of weeks ago that I was watching, and... he ended up getting teed at the end of the game for just being acting the fool. He just sometimes gets in that mode. Maybe, I don't know.
I saw that game. He got ejected, actually.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, he got ejected. He just lost his cool. He got fouled a couple times the last two times on a court, which is an important game. And just after the last one, he got to the stage where he was like, you know what? I don't care.
That's what he did.
I'm going to act out.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to get tossed because he didn't protest it. He just walked up to
court. He did walk right off. Real quick, Norman Powell is 21.5 tonight at the Bulls. And it's Scraby to finish us up.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know we were doing another one. I prepped the document.
Mm-hmm.
Norman Powell, 21.5, you say?
At the Bulls.
Over.
The Bulls are playing terrible. They've
sure
been without Josh Giddey.
You know what? The Bulls are being disrespected. People doing windmill dunks to end games. They're getting buckets up 12.
We don't have time to talk about it, but I thought Giannis was a little out of pocket with that one.
He might have been.
Okay.
He wasn't. Right. I mean, it just happened again here a couple days ago.
Yeah. Game was over, and he stole the ball and just windmilled a dunk in to wrap the score up. All right, we got a break. Scraby's upset. So we're taking the break. All right, 3:35, Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, number one sports station in town here. Bill Howe Studios, we know how. Biggest fan, a couple of hours away. Also in the 5 o'clock hour, at least long awaited by me, our NFL playoff picks.
Actually, Tyler on the chat earlier said that he is also looking forward
all
to
right,
our picks.
Me and Tyler, then, looking forward to our NFL playoff picks. We I don't want to say differently, but we do it's a confidence picking system. Game we feel best about, we'll assign 6 points, 5, 4, 3, and on down the line. Anyway, we have some fun with that. And I think they're great games. this year. I think this ahead of time, but I think all five of the six games, I'm going to say this, I think all six road teams conceivably could win. And I think that is something you could never say about a playoff weekend before. But I think, you look at all six games. Not saying they all will. I said, but they could. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado, La Jolla. Dining or takeout options, spiroscuisine.com. Time for some traffic. And then, going to talk some Padre baseball with a Pen Pals segment.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
By the way,
it's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute.
Aww.
Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the Pelota big time.
Now on 97.3 The Fan.
I just
go
had
ahead,
to
Chris.
Try. I know. Sorry.
He wanted to get that in real quick.
I did. And now I feel silly. What's your like 1 or 30 second scouting report on 49ers Josh Williams?
Josh?
Scouting and football operations. He's one of the final four for Dolphin GM.
He doesn't know.
You don't.
I only know the big names.
He's not a
okay.
real fan.
Yeah, he's
but
one.
But anybody
of the,
that Kyle Shanahan brings in is a good candidate. So
we'll see. He's one of the final four. They got all these guys that the final four for that job are people I've never heard of.
Well, that's not a terrible thing.
No,
it's not a terrible thing.
Sometimes it's not.
But seriously, if someone's been working on the 49ers, they've been working with John Lynch. It's not a bad guy to mentor you a little bit.
Okay.
Can I also tell you guys something weird? So in the studio, I have a direct view into the hallway, and it's where people come out of the bathroom. Tony, does this ever happen to you when you look out the window? But sometimes people come out of the bathroom and they lock eyes with me. And it's so weird knowing that they were just in the bathroom.
You don't want to look at them after they've done their business?
I don't.
You're so weird when it comes to the bathroom.
I'm
he
very
is
strange.
A little strange.
He's so weird.
Well,
dude.
You know, we have to time it to both Tony and I. Cannot go in at the same time as him.
No, he
will not go in.
He'll literally, if he goes in two steps before us and then he sees that we're in, he'll go back out the
yes,
restroom.
Yes, he will. As a matter of fact, if we knew that he had to use the restroom, we could keep him from it the rest of the day just by going in there because he won't go in if we're there.
I just don't like it when other people are in the restroom. I don't know why.
So what happens when you go
to
public
restrooms?
If it's not work.
Yeah, you can't kick everybody out
of those. If it's not work, like in an airport or something, I get in, get out, whatever. But like knowing that you
what
know these people and you have conversations
is
with
that
these
what
people,
it is?
Yeah,
you can't have a
but
conversation.
But that's all you're doing is having another conversation, probably.
Not only that, the people that you don't know, they go to the bathroom as well.
No, I know that. I know everybody poops is what the book is, but I just can't. I don't know why I'm weird. I'm very very strange about
definitely,
certain
definitely
things.
Definitely one of the stranger
like
things
that.
I've gathered about you.
The next time I use the restroom, when I come back in, I'm immediately going to lock eyes with you. See how that works.
That is gross.
No.
That is gross.
So silly.
All right, moving on. Chris already read Spiro's, so let's go to the first one. And Tony's up first. I have the absolute perfect person to fill in the DH role. A. Eugenio Suarez.
Talk to me.
You'd be good.
I have seen rumors.
Talk
to me. I have seen rumors saying he wants a multi-year deal over $100 million or a two-year deal worth $45 million, or he might even accept a one-year deal, which would work for the Padres with their situation. What you guys think, Tony?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And not taking into account whether the Padres can actually afford him or not, I think as a DH, be phenomenal. You could even, give Manny more days if you wanted to off his feet.
He can still play some third.
Yeah. But for sure, yeah. DH, I don't care how much he strikes out.
That is a thing.
It's definitely a thing. He's going to punch. A lot. And you know how you guys get about these punts.
I just imagined it.
I'm just saying.
Why we sign this guy? All you strike out.
1,000%. But I still like it. I wouldn't mind it at all.
What, he hit over 40 home runs last year?
And he's had big home run totals last couple seasons. I think he might have got to 50.
He had a four home run game. I do remember that.
I don't think
he
got to 50.
49. So
we got one short.
One short right on it.
But his batting average was .228. So.
You know, we know that y'all don't care about that. So let's just go ahead and take these homers.
Yeah, his OPS
100.
We can't have multiple guys in it that are going to punch 100.
He was at a .196 in the punch category.
Yeah,
which was not the leading total.
No, but it's close.
But he's had the leading total three times in his career.
Yeah, I
having said that, bring him in.
You can deal with one 162 punch guy.
Isn't that what the Padres? As good as I think their offense really can be, just that one real home run threat.
Yeah,
they don't. I mean, Manny's a 30, but you don't have a 40 guy.
You like to put somebody behind him.
Really be something. So, yeah. And he's an all-around good guy by most accounts.
He is.
All right.
He's got a weird hairdo.
Definitely weird hairdo.
Okay.
A little 90s flavor earring.
He does.
You know, little hang earring.
He's also had 49 home runs another time in his career. So that was not just a one-off.
No, he's a bona fide power guy.
Yeah.
All right, let's move to the next one. This one's more angry. Let me get my voice going. Why can't you guys see the writing on the wall? AJ Preller knows he's not coming back, and he is gutting the minor leagues knowing he doesn't have to worry about the future. You seem shocked he doesn't have an extension. I'm not, because he's not coming back. The team wants to go in a different direction, and this is 100% proven by the fact AJ is a lame duck. I don't really know why you can't or won't see that, Chris.
First of all, we have a name attached to this.
No name.
Sounds like Scraby.
What I would just like you to do, and I always say this, and then I don't think it ever happens. I just want you to keep that. Keep that post and the same energy, and then reread it to me the day AJ gets a extension. If I'm wrong and he doesn't get an extension, and you're right, good on you. The only thing I would say about the wiping out of the farm system is that I'm all for it. Every team that hangs on to these prospects and never, moves them, every once in a blue moon in this day and age, Tony, all the prospects come together at one glorious moment and the team wins. I think you get prospects to use as collateral to get frontline players. And the Padres have proven already under AJ Preller that when they trade all their prospects, they are able to develop more. So I don't have a concern with that.
Tony?
Bull junk. about... What was he... Read me his thing. Give me his angry pen pal.
Why can't you guys see? I turned into Batman for a second. Why can't you guys see the writing on the wall? AJ Preller knows he's not coming back.
I was gonna say the gutting of the
minor leagues.
I think that's bull junk. I don't think he's doing that. I think he did it to give the Padres the best chance last year. Unfortunately, Ramon Laureano exploded his hand. The year before that, made some pretty huge moves to give the Padres perhaps their best chance, and couldn't close the door on the Dodgers. Now we fast forward to this year. The one thing that I know about AJ is he's a pro. And so even if he is a lame duck, he's going to do his job and then, let the pieces fall where they may. But I do think, ultimately it'll get done. I'm not 1,000% sure on that, but I still feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
All right, next one, and this is a short one, but I thought it was a good one, because you know who we really haven't even talked about this entire offseason, and I get why, Bryce Johnson, but he was a contributor to the team last year. I think he hit pretty well for the spots he was put in, but Tony's up first. Do you guys think Bryce Johnson deserves a spot on the opening day roster?
It depends on what the roster looks like, but I think Bryce certainly did some nice things for the Padres last year off the bench in the time he was up. But I don't know that guarantees him a spot. Padres are able to sign a bench piece that
they
has...
They signed five Eugenio Suarez's in the next week. Right. He probably didn't have a spot.
Johnson, you know, they're gonna. It just depends. But he's certainly going to be a candidate. And you can feel pretty good that you know what you're going to get from him, too.
Chris?
I think he's going to have to play himself off the roster in
off
spring
the
training.
Roster, okay.
Yeah, I think he's on it based on what they have now. Because he did well enough to earn a spot, I believe, coming back.
All right. Final one. This was actually given to me from the Scraby Show chat last night. We were talking about free agents and which guys we would sign, but Tony Gonsolin's name came up, and I thought that was very interesting because in 2022, he was the it guy, but he's dealt with a lot of injuries as of late. He hasn't pitched much as of late, but he is out there. So, Chris, would you take a chance on Tony Gonsolin?
I'm going to go no. You know, to me, it's, you know, shame on you if you take a shot at me once, but it's shame on me if I take another one. I mean, he's been hurt like four times, right, in the last couple of years.
It's been tough for him.
You're right about the 16-1 season, but that really was now 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Since then, and even when he pitched the last couple of times up, ERA was around five.
Yeah.
So I don't know that he ever got comfortable. So I'm going to go no.
All right, Tony. Going to take a chance on Tony Gonsolin.
If I'm willing to take one on Max, I think I have to be willing to take one on Gonsolin.
Oh, yeah, okay. Max, yeah.
You know, Max is...
Max going to the Hall of Fame, though. I don't know if the Gonsolin's going to get there.
But they both had the same... The thing that's holding you up is his injuries, though, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, Max has had injuries. Gonsolin has had injuries. Gonsolin's younger, probably less mileage at this point.
31, so a lot of pitchers are in their prime in 31.
I wouldn't mind taking a flyer on him. I think Padres have been pretty good in terms of guys they bring in, keeping them healthy or helping them turn the corner on health. I would take a flyer on him for sure.
All right
price, of course.
Yeah, for the right price. It's always for the right price.
Right.
We always have to preface it with, it's for the right price.
Right.
Because then when they don't sign him, it's like, well, you guys said they would sign him.
Yeah, well,
but I said it was for the right price. All right, that's it. For Padres, Pen Pals.
Is it me or you, Chris? It's you, Chris.
I don't know.
I think it's you.
Really?
Yeah.
So one of you's got to fill 5 minutes.
When do we... Do you want to talk about the Washington quarterback? Can we hold off any longer?
No, that's good.
All right.
That's a good five-minute convo.
Let's get the... first, the story. As I understand it, and then if something's changed, let me know.
Okay.
He signed, because we already talked about earlier, right? The Old Miss running back signed a return to Old Miss. This guy signed a return to Washington as the quarterback, signed a whole new, you know, NIL deal, whatever it was. And maybe, I don't know, 4 hours after Lane Kiffin got the LSU job, and a lot of people, I don't know that they have any proof of this, but they believe Lane Kiffin is responsible for trying to, you know.
They don't have any proof of it, but it is.
But they're all surmising.
It's a very easy target at this point.
That's right. So they're all surmising that Lane Kiffin has somehow, you know, had his hand in this, and now the Washington quarterback is out or wants out, and now the third part of it is that UW wants to sue.
Oh, they're going to sue.
Sue. What are they going to sue for?
They have a binding contract, according to them.
Okay.
About this NIL deal. And so at this point, this is the first time that I know that a team is pursuing this route. I think there was a rumor earlier that there was a school threatening to do it. But as far as I know, the Washington Huskies have said that's what they will do. Now, I'll read you the agent of DeMond Williams Jr. has relieved himself of duties. He is no longer representative. He's dropped by his agent, Doug Hendrickson. And Hendrickson posted on social media, he said, I have made the decision to end my representation of Damon Williams Jr. effective immediately due to philosophical differences.
I'm kind of happy to hear this. What do you mean? What do you wonder?
No,
why do you
wonder? Joking.
Why?
I wonder what the philosophical differences are.
How many agents would do this? I mean, he's going to get a big payday at the end, isn't he?
Damon is an incredible talent, and we wish him and his family the best in their future endeavors.
Okay, well, I hate that.
Yeah, I
Why?
Do, too.
Because I don't need that.
Because the Dolphins risk Mike McDaniel and his family days today as well.
This is an agent who is relieving himself of duties, but also doesn't want to...
I wish he would say this. This kid's an idiot. He's making a bad decision.
Why does he need to do that? Why would you want to burn that bridge? For what?
I mean, you don't want to burn the bridge, obviously, and that would be my anger and frustration taking out if I was the agent, so I can't do that either.
The agent could have stayed, but I think he wants his reputation to be, because I'm sure his word was involved in this too as he's talking and negotiating these deals.
Yeah, so it's like a revenue-sharing agreement, and everybody is saying LSU, Chris. You're saying that it's not proven, but everybody...
Right.
Out there, all reporters are saying
no. Everybody's saying Lane Kiffin's hands are in this. They have to
Here's,
be.
Who's saying that?
Everyone.
Oh, reporters: Ross Dellinger, Pete Thamel, like those bigger reporters are saying that LSU is involved. But can you imagine a place where LSU pays his legal fees so that he comes and plays for LSU, gets him out of the contract, pays the legal fee so he could play for LSU?
According to the details,
would that be something you guys would be surprised by?
According to details of the contract, Washington is not obligated to enter Williams into the portal or otherwise assist or facilitate the student athlete's transfer to another college or university. Throw that little tidbit in there.
I want it to be Lane Kiffin, right? Like, I want him to be the guy mucking this whole thing up so that there's more reason to despise him, but I don't know where this is what the problem the college football has created for itself.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That is,
isn't it?
To me, that is.
So we're going to blame the kid and give him a hard time, and he's just doing what he's allowed to do, I hate to say.
To me, that is really the standard across the board, even for Lane Kiffin. These guys are all being able to act like this because the NCAA, whether it be because they're scared of a lawsuit or whether it be just because they haven't been very good at kind of commanding these situations anyway, that it falls on them. They have done nothing since the courts have ruled however they ruled to try to curb the wild, wild west as we know it.
It's easy
to point at Lane. To point at the kids. But if they fix the rules, or if they try to fix the rules at least.
I think there would be anger if he wanted to transfer, but because he signed the contract, they thought he was locked in. They were like,
well,
he's not going anywhere.
Not only that, I think in terms of winning football games, because they thought they had him, they didn't go after the other 8 quarterbacks that were available that they probably could have got.
Yeah.
Instead,
that $4 million.
This dude said yes, and now he... For whatever reason, whether it's because of Lane Kiffin at LSU or whatever the case may be, he wants to go out.
Look, Jay Billis on the basketball about the Baylor kid signing said it is the rules right now that you can sign him. So how can you be mad at Baylor for signing him?
Yeah, that's the way it is right now.
Chris versus the fans is coming up. 833-288-0973. Let's play.